Tonight is Friday night, and every Friday night, as part of the Tefillah in Shul, we have Kiddush. Again, why we have Kiddush in Shul is the subject of a whole shiur in its own right, but in any event we do. And the question comes up this evening, should we make Kiddush in Shul, or should it be made in the Sukkah? And indeed, on first night Yom Tov, we did make Kiddush in Shul, and one or two eyebrows were raised about it. So the Matei Ephraim, which is a very important sefer on the halachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and also some of the halachot of Sukkot, quoted many, many times by the Mishnah Brura in the Simanim. So the Matei Ephraim in Siman Taf Reish Kaf Heis If Mem says that you make Kiddush in Shul on Yom Tov night, unless there's no particular minhag to make Kiddush in Shul on Yom Tov night. If there isn't, then you shouldn't make it in Shul. But if the minhag is to make it in Shul, then one should do so. Why is it that one should make it in Shul? Because the din of the sukkah is teshuk ein taduru, is that you use the sukkah like you use your home, meaning anything you usually do at home, you have to do in the sukkah. Anything you don't usually do at home, you don't need to do in the sukkah. So kiddush in shul is something which is not usually done at home. It's done in shul, so it doesn't need to be done in the sukkah. And furthermore, drinking the wine by itself is not kefir. Just having a glass of wine on Sukkot, there's no chiyuv to have it in the sukkah. And especially just having a revert of wine in shul as part of kiddush, that's definitely not shtiat kefir, a formal way of drinking. Therefore, there's no reason to do it in the sukkah. Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Mem Tetz, if Gimel, says straightforwardly that the minhag is to, or the correct thing to do, is to make kiddush in shul like you do throughout the year. It says that's what the Torah says. Children usually drink the wine. They can do so on Sukkot, and points out that even an adult, if there's no children in shul, then an adult can drink the wine because it's not kevah. This isn't something formal which needs the sukkah in any event. So that deals with kiddush in the sukkah. What about havdalah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tet Sif Katan Lamed says that you should actually make havdalah usually in your sukkah. Why? Because havdalah is something you usually do at home. So it's something you usually do at home. You have to do it in the sukkah, even though drinking wine per se doesn't necessarily mandate the use of a sukkah. But the act or the ceremony of Havdalah is something which mandates the use of the sukkah. Even though if all you're doing is drinking the wine, you wouldn't say a bracha of Leishef Basukah. What about the Havdalah in Shul? Havdalah in Shul indicates in the Shar HaTzion that it's absolutely fine to make it in Shul for exactly the reasons we said that one can make Kiddush in Shul. It's something which is usually done in Shul, and just drinking the wine isn't any sort of kevah, so therefore doesn't require the sukkah. And people who are usually yotzei with the havdalah in shul can be yotzei with the havdalah in shul on Sukkot. In many shuls, it is the practice on Sukkot night actually not to make kiddush in shul, but to go out into the shul sukkah and make kiddush there. So it seems in actual fact that it's from an absolute halachic perspective, it's probably better to make it in shul as part of the tefillah. There's a whole question about the validity of making kiddush on Friday night in shul. And we do as part of the tefillah. So once you go out into the sukkah, perhaps the service is over and it's no longer really part of the Seder HaTefillah. Why is that done in some shuls? I think it's for historical reasons. Certainly, we used to do it in the shul when I was growing up. Many people didn't have a sukkah at home, so we wanted to give them an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. That being the case, then one has to make sure that people have kiddush b'makom suda, that you don't just they don't just have a sip of wine and a stale biscuit, but it should be at least enough to say the brachav leshef basukah, and also to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush makom suda. If all you're just having is the biscuit, so then you're making kiddush in shul, but just having a biscuit, that's not kiddush makom suda, so you're not yotzei with the kiddush, and you're not really supposed to eat the biscuit before you have kiddush either. And working on the assumption that people are going to be making kiddush at home, we want to do it properly, though each type of community has to assess what the reality is of the people who are attending a Yom Tov night service. If it's people who are not going to be making kiddush at home at all, then obviously it's good and positive to expose them to the mitzvah of sukkah, and if we can get them to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah properly and the mitzvah of kiddush properly, then ma tovu ma na'im, that's definitely a good thing to do. Ad kan.